The vast majority of police officers, we're told, are honest, decent cops. Occasionally, however, there's a bad apple in the barrel. And very occasionally, one of the bad apples is a dangerous criminal. 4 years ago, the Metropolitan Police found one such criminal in their number, and it was up to the Force's Anti-Corruption Unit to root him out. Our Home Affairs correspondent Danny Shaw has been reporting on police corruption this week and has been speaking to the detectives involved in that Met investigation to find out how they did it.
You're going to let them two jump out. I'm going to be here. And then
caught on tape, a Metropolitan Police officer on a reconnaissance mission preparing to commit a serious crime.
They're going to be tied up so you would not... But they can't trust me. You try and get out of them. You can't get out of them.
The policeman's name was Mesut Karakas. He'd been in the force for 4 years when the Met's anti-corruption unit received intelligence linking him to convicted drug dealers. An investigation was launched to prove or disprove the allegations. As the inquiry deepened, covert tactics were deployed involving the use of bugging devices and surveillance. Detective Superintendent Chris Robson says it was the most sophisticated operation of its kind.
When you're using covert tactics against high-level criminality, we would be naive to believe that, those committing criminal offences don't realise some of our tactics. That's even greater when you're dealing with a police officer.
While Karakas was under surveillance, he was involved in a fight outside a nightclub in which a man was beaten with a baseball bat, suffering head injuries. The officer was arrested and, facing the possibility of criminal charges, offered the victim £10,000 to drop the case. Karakas even sent the victim a new SIM card so they could contact each other without being traced. The bribe failed and Karakas was later charged.
You don't just bang them in the van, like, drive. It's going to be bang them in the van, control them while we're driving.
In the meantime, the surveillance operation continued. Anti-corruption police wanted to know what other crimes Karakas was plotting.
It depends what type of people they are as well, because they're stupid, but you need two people in the back. If they're smart, you've got a team for them.
After listening to hours of recordings, detectives discovered that Karakas and his associates were planning a so-called tiger kidnap. Chris Robson.
The plan was that they would go and kidnap a bank manager with members of his family. They would forcibly take them out of their address, take them to where the gentleman worked, where he would be forced to let them into the bank and steal cash from that bank. The absolute terror that this would have caused this poor man and his family should never be forgotten.
And Karakas was at the centre of this plan, a serving police officer.
Karakas was at the centre of this plan, absolutely.
The tiger kidnap plans were meticulous and audacious. The gang had stolen a van at knife point, bought cable ties and duct tape to strap their victims and keep them quiet. They intended to create a diversion outside the victim's home by using stolen roadwork signs to cordon off the street. Leaflets had even been delivered to local residents telling them about the roadworks. But the plot was foiled by the anti-corruption team and Karakas was arrested.
From the start, he realised that the game was up and no matter what he said or did, it was not going to help him in any way. And I think he was resigned to the fact that he was guilty and would be found guilty.
The detective who questioned Mesut Karakas provides an insight into the criminal who was once his colleague. The officer wants to be known only as Andy because of the sensitive nature of his work.
Certainly those who have a long history of criminality, they are very different to deal with than those who are, say, new or inexperienced in criminality. And sometimes those who have been very experienced, corner phrasing, they know the game. Karakas was very much of that ilk. He knew he was going to be found guilty, you know, so there was no point in fighting here.
Did it make you think that perhaps he'd been involved in criminality for longer than you discovered?
The level of criminality that he ultimately, we got him on, it's not something that you jump from one minute you're a police officer with no involvement in criminality to suddenly there you are planning to kidnap a bank manager. There's got to be something in between.
Mesut Karakas is serving a 13-year prison term for conspiracy to kidnap, misconduct in a public office and assault. Four other men who were not police officers were also jailed. No one at Scotland Yard had seen what was coming. Karakas had been investigated for some minor disciplinary matters, but nothing had indicated any link to serious crime. Detective Superintendent Chris Robson is at a loss to explain it.
There is no huge criminal history to any of his friends. So they were want of a better expression, completely clean skin, so someone we wouldn't have been looking at. It remains a mystery. Caracas's behaviour was so far off the scale that I truly believe nobody within the Metropolitan Police Service could have anticipated that this was going to happen.
Danny Shaw reporting part of his series this week on police corruption. 7:25, time for some sport with Rob.
Thanks, Michelle. Hello again. Well, too little, too late.